Afterword to section 40. What remains unsaid inflames the imagination according to the laws of poetry. Man or woman, I might tell how I like you, but cannot, Whitman writes in this section, and might tell what it is in me and what it is in you, but cannot, and might tell that pining I have, that pulse of my nights and days. What is it? Poets are in the business of seeking words to describe the force that animates the interior lives of every man and woman. Whitman's reticence before the mystery of desire is intriguing. Mindful of the limits of language, he seems to suggest that the real meaning of his words, what he says between the lines, in white space, will become clear only ages hence, when his radically inclusive vision of democracy has been translated into many tongues. Meanwhile, he embraces cotton pickers and privy cleaners and conceives children fit for arrogant republics and raises the dying, guarding one man through the night. He is joined in spirit by his lovers, the bafflers of graves who billet in the house like a militia. No one is left defenseless in Whitman's scheme of things. And when in the morning the man rises from his deathbed, the poet tells him a truth which the reader cannot hear. In the woods by the reservoir, on a mild summer afternoon, I find winter's leaf fall, trees downed by the spring storms, and patches of Queen Anne's lace blossoming along the trail to the bridge. I like it in the shade, where voices reach me from invisible boats anchored just offshore. My thoughts turn from the complications of work and travel to other possibilities, and now I know that pining and its pulse are what form my life and writings. Henry Miller called Whitman that rude hieroglyphic, which I take to mean the furnisher of signs of what was most ancient in our bodies and souls, and of what lies always beyond our field of vision. A voice calls from the water, another answers, and laughter rises from afar.